Hey everybody, it's Brad Williams and Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by White Cloud e-cigarettes.
We're not saying you should start smoking, but if you already do, awesome. And if you've ever wanted to try an e-cigarette, these are the ones to go with. White Cloud e-cigarettes offers over 20 flavors. That's almost as many as Baskin-Robbins. 20 flavors and 6 nicotine strengths. It's cheaper than other e-cigarettes that you'll see at convenience stores and with much more variety. White Cloud e-cigarettes sponsors comedians. They've been doing it for over 2 years now. They've also sponsored comedy festivals like the Boston Comedy Festival and the Orlando Indie Comedy Festival. If you've ever been curious about trying an e-cigarette, I have. Well, the Fling is the low-cost, no-commitment way to do so. And the Fling offers same-day UPS shipping on orders before 6 p.m. Eastern.
But is there a website?
Customers can go to WCESigs.com. That's WCESigs.com.
But we want to make sure our listeners get them for cheap. So is there a coupon code?
To get 25% off of the order, use the coupon code ALNPODCAST. That's ALNPODCAST at WCESigs.com to get your White Cloud e-cigarettes today. And now, enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. One of my favorite episodes of all time today. We've got one of my best friends in comedy and in life, and is one of the stars of the new Yahoo original series premiering March 23rd on Yahoo.com. It's called Sin City Saints. Stars Malin Ackerman, Tom Arnold, and my buddy Andrew Santino. We started comedy together. He's been on the podcast already. He was on to promote his show ABC's Mixology when that premiered. You've seen Andrew on The Office, Arrested Development. He was the star of The New Punked that he actually got me, you know, a job on writing on for a little bit. He's just one of the funniest dudes I know. He's a redhead. He's from Chicago. He's a fucking homie. He's just hilarious. He's a great dude. And a naturally funny dude. I like people that make me laugh on stage, but are almost funnier off. And Andrew is just a real treat. He's a real treat of a friend and a comic. And you're gonna love him today. This is his return episode, and it was just the best time ever. Follow Andrew on Twitter at Cheeto Santino. That's his Twitter handle, at Cheeto Santino. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. I am back from the Adam Devine bonkers tour extravaganza. The craziest thing I've ever done in my life. I'm going to have Adam on, and him and I are going to recap the tour soon. And you guys can really hear in full the experience, the once-in-a-lifetime experience that I got to embark on. It was crazy. I'm still haven't recovered. I'm still tired. It's been a week since the end of the tour. And the amount of traveling, the amount of shows, the amount of drinking that we did, it's unlike anything. You can't prepare for it. But we made it, and it was killer. And now they want us to tour all the time because it was very successful. It was a good pairing of acts, and Adam Drew sold out everywhere. And you know, his fans are great, and it was just a great thing. I'm so fortunate. You know, you work your butt off to get to a point to where those things are possible, and I'm glad I was able to go on it. So we'll recap that tour soon, but I'm back in town, Laugh Factory Comedy Store Improv. You know, I'm at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with my friend Jessamay Peluso, and then I'm going to be at the Omaha Funny Bone with Brad this weekend in Omaha, Nebraska. So come out and see us the 19th through the 22nd. And then, of course, I'm on the K-Rock April Foolishness Show in Los Angeles at the Shrine Auditorium April 4th at 8 o'clock. It's bananas. I'm on this lineup. It's me, Brad Williams, Eliza Schlesinger, Gabriel Iglesias, Jay Moore, holy shit, Tenacious D, and Ralphie May. I can't believe I'm on that lineup. That's April 4th. Hopefully you come out and see that. And then I've got a few more headlining tour dates and a few more colleges with Adam. Check my tour dates, AdamRayTV.com, for all those. Check Brad's tour dates at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Again, we'll be at the Omaha Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha, Nebraska. Come out and see us. And, of course, come out after you've purchased your About Last Night t-shirts on EstoyMerchandise.com, ESTOY Merchandise.com, for all your ABLN shirts. Of course, subscribe on iTunes to the podcast. Give it a 5-star rating. Comment on the podcast page on iTunes. That helps us climb the charts. Tell your friends. Tell them to go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com for past episodes. And to subscribe and tell your friends. Tell them to buy shirts and wear them to the shows. Those are all the Twitter handles. Those are all the tour dates. That's all the merch info. And now, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy a very special, hilarious episode of the About Last Night podcast with my man, Andrew Santino.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
I mean, I can talk about the roast down here, but that's the only thing I just want to tell you beforehand because I was
sure.
Like,
well, you are gonna go to it though, yeah?
Fuck yeah!
Because you're friends with Bieber.
Yeah, they actually the whole.
Is he your most famous friend?
Gotta be, dude.
No, I asked that.
He's one of the top five most famous people on the planet. So
yeah,
and also
yeah.
probably on Twitter. Well, he's number one.
He's like it's like him and Obama.
It's like 48.
But Obama.
Million.
But I'd say, when you're the most famous person, I think Rogan talked about this when he was talking about like Kim Kardashian. He goes, she's the most famous person on our planet.
Yep.
Because of global, like everybody just, you know.
Everybody knows her everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one is me? Hold on. Check.
Oh, check. That's me.
Nope, that's you. Chat, that's check. Me. Are we on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
yeah, dude, the kid, what actually happened was, Scooter, Bieber's manager, who is, you know...
Which your name has to be that if you're
yeah,
Bieber's
Scooter,
manager.
Yeah.
What's
Scooter.
His real name?
His name is Wheels. His real name is Wheels. his name is Wheels Wheels Galore.
But I got to pick something more manly. Scooter.
Yeah. Scooter. Beep, beep. His
one of the more underrated Muppet characters.
Scooter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was a stage manager.
But he killed himself.
Oh, how dare you say that in front of a Muppet poster?
Oh yeah, I know. Well, and there's so many Muppet posters in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the About Last Night podcast has a Muppet in it.
Yeah. I thought you were pointing to Brad for a minute. I was like, how dare you?
Hey, no, I'm right here,
but you do stick your hand inside of his butt.
Yeah. Well, sure, but that's not for Muppet purposes.
That's just for fun.
Wow, yeah, what just if for that was our a revealed enjoyment. Secret that this podcast only worked because my hand was up Brad's anus the whole time, and Brad was a puppet.
Yeah,
I'd love to see those pictures.
That's how talented Adam Ray is.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just think, you know,
Hollywood's right, man. You are on the rise. You're not just a one-dimensional guy.
Yeah, last year it was Tickle Me Elmo. This year it's Puppet Dwarf.
Tickle Me Brad.
Tickle Me Brad.
Stiff Me Brad.
Fist Me Brad.
Fist Me Brad.
I don't know if I'm comfortable listening to this conversation.
Well, wait till the podcast
get on board,
is over.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, then we're
on board. But Scooter had asked me they were actually pushing for me to be on the dais, but Comedy Central was like, he's not known enough, which is beyond true. I'm definitely not. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. They were like, he's just not known enough. The comics that are on there are huge. It's D'Elia, Hannibal, Leggero.
Right. But it hasn't always been like that with comics. Like,
no.
They've had comics on that have broke from that.
I know, and they used to do that, and I don't think they do that anymore.
Like,
I think
when Whitney was on, I think you have more now than she did when she was on it. Like,
well,
credit-wise,
Jesselnik and Schumer...
Just came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. And so that was, I thought they would want to do that.
She'd done like Last Comic and had a half hour, I think.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Yeah. And talented comics, not saying they're not, but not in terms of like
what's happening
large in the lexicon at the moment. And they really broke them.
Would you want to be on the dais though?
That's funny. Okay. So I'll finish this as fast as I can because we should get to funny stuff. But Scooter really pushed Comedy Central to do it, and they were like, he's not big enough, but he can do this red carpet thing that we're doing. He'd be perfect for it. And I actually was appreciative of, you know, either way, the consideration, but it's way up my alley. It's way more fun. I'm not, you guys know me as a comedian, like, I'm not really attacking comedy.
No.
That's not really my MO anyway. And that's what a lot of those guys do the best. It's like Jeff Ross, like, that's his thing.
You attack your premises.
Yeah, to myself.
Yes.
But it's hard for me to shit on other people because I don't really know. And that was the other thing. I know the kid so personally that it was like, is this like so dumb? Like, doesn't everyone shit on him anyway? Like, I'm just going to be another guy that shits on him?
I think
I don't know.
A roaster or you're not a roaster. I think you can do it if you're not. Like, Chris shits on his buddies, but in a playful way. But also,
he's on.
Yeah. But I think he will, even though he's not a set up punch joke guy.
Yeah.
But I just think like he's more of a,
maybe straight up ripper, just because of, I think, the way I've seen him deal with like people in the crowd. I mean, yeah, you know,
no, he rips when it comes to crowd work and
like to make a part like a real hard jab at somebody.
Oh yeah,
I think you have that in you, but I don't think you would 1,000% enjoy doing it.
It's not my favorite, yeah. So this will be the best way.
Yeah,
yeah, it's D'Elia, Ruggiero, Shaq, Hannibal Buress, Martha Stewart.
I love that one.
Dude, Martha's the trippiest.
Marry, fuck, kill. Shaq, Chris D'Elia, Martha Stewart. Ooh.
I would marry Shaq.
Obviously.
I would.
Yeah, because you don't want to fuck
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
Then I would kill Chris D'Elia because he's a fucking turd. He's a fucking turd. I hate Chris D'Elia.
Well, I mean, he did beat you on at midnight.
Yeah, he beat me at midnight. By the way, it wasn't even a joke. He just said something about Andrew Santino sucks. Yeah. And he knows I won. My joke was better. Yeah. He even said it. And then I said, if you let him win, Chris Hardwick, I'm going to moon you, him, you, and the audience. And then they had to give it to him, so they showed my butt, and it became
which,
a meme.
Wait, yeah, it was great. And you told me you and Brent had been saucing a little in the backstage.
Oh, dude, we were hand-bound.
Which is great because...
And I think Hardwick was pissed, by the way.
What? That you were drinking?
Well, I don't really
know. Because nobody drinks.
I don't really know him that well. And he was very nice to us. And I was like, yeah, here
nice
am
dude.
I, these three idiots coming in here. We
With
took over the show.
Camaraderie. Yeah, you guys did.
It's just because we're friends.
Yeah, right.
And halfway through, I did a commercial break. I went up to him and I go, hey, man, if we're too much, definitely tell us to shut up and chill out. And he was like, no, this is great. I'm loving it. But I think that's him just being sweet and nice.
He's so nice.
Because he's so nice.
And you guys are dominant personalities.
Yeah, we're so loud
too.
And big. And so, yeah, of course, Brent and I were booze hounding because, you know, because Brent's an alcoholic and I'm just there for the ride.
Yep. Also, and I told you this too, and there's a lot of things, you know, I feel very fortunate to have really funny friends that make me laugh wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, we're around each other so much, so it's like when Brad will say something on his podcast that makes me really laugh, it happens once every year, but like I'll laugh really hard. I'll laugh really hard.
Hey, man.
And I'll go, God, I'm glad I'm glad I do this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll take my hand out of his butt for a minute and I'll go,
thoroughly enjoy it.
Real.
But wait, you said it. So then it's just you making yourself laugh when it's your hand and Brad's.
Yeah, he makes himself laugh every now and then. You know, every now and then you have that improv moment on stage. You're like, oh, wow, I'm kind of good at this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Adam does every now and then.
Brad, do you even think Adam's a funny comedian on stage?
Of course I do.
Brad?
He's the most talented comic
take his hand.
In
let
the
take,
world.
Let me take my hand out.
What the fuck? Let me tell you about Adam Ray. He's talented. He's good looking. He's
hands
got
out.
Such a, but this motherfucker just relies solely on his looks that are spectacular. Those high cheekbones are just unbelievable.
Yo, that's so funny. Yo, I think we found out what we're going to do at the
April Foolishness
show.
That's so funny, dude. Hands in, hands out. Oh my! Like, and just hiding behind.
That's actually kind of a great idea.
It's a brilliant idea. And then you just move your and start talking with your hands, and then Brad starts being Brad, and as soon as you hide again with your hand behind him, he's Adam again. That's so great.
All right, we'll have to think about that.
Yeah, I'm to work on my Adam Ray impression.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
So good. That impression,
so good. That's really good.
Or you know what I say a lot, too, that Devon just threw in my face was I say 1,000% a lot.
1,000%.
1,000%.
And you know what I said?
1,000%.
When I was in the car, when I was in the New York festival with Dane, and we were in the car going to the hotel, and I said something, and he said something, it's me agreeing.
Yeah.
Just very, like...
Yeah, dude.
And I, yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was so good, Brad. That was so good.
I go, 1,000%. And Dane goes... Okay, man. I mean, 100's good too. He goes, I don't know why it has to be 1,000. He goes, what do you one up in, like, you know?
And then you go, well, are you right? Are you right?
All right. Yeah.
Hey, tell me this. Does Dane have two Lamborghinis?
Does he?
Someone said something on Instagram. He posted two.
I bet
two.
He could afford it.
I mean,
well,
he could.
He can afford it, but like two is just, that's maxed out. That's like crazy.
Well, I mean, you need a his and her.
Yeah,
I mean,
you need to.
So, I mean,
he's feeling more like he's having a softer day and he wants to wear pastels, he takes out the her.
Well, I'm just talking about how, like, in my place, I have a guest toothbrush for when a guest stays over. He's got like guest Lamborghini.
Nice.
I'm still washing blankets for friends to sleep on my couch when they come into town. He's got a guest Lamborghini. Oh. Just follow me in the other Lambo. And I'm like, we're taking an Uber to wherever we're going.
Yeah, not even like the town car.
No.
Uber X.
Yeah, Uber X.
Come
Are you
on.
Kidding me? I imagine Uber regular has no one takes it anymore because everyone's like, no, Uber X. I'm not going to take regular
now,
Uber.
Now, what's the difference?
Uber regular is a black car.
Yeah, black town car.
It's the old school.
Black SUV.
Uber X is the fucking Escalade.
No, Uber X is just a dude. And it's like his Honda.
Some
the escalator
some
that
with
Uber
a
XL.
Lot with a lot of consonants in his name.
A guy that's in a
so
band.
Many consonants.
It's a bunch of band members.
Sure. Because I'm going to Uber today to the airport. Is it significantly? I like being
so much
in that
cheaper.
Big car. Really?
It's so much cheaper.
So always just go Uber X.
Always, dude. Yeah. If it's just you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're on a date, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Town car.
Town car. Yeah. If you're on a date, you got to go fancy.
Have you guys had any crazy Uber experiences recently? Because you Uber a lot, don't you?
I Uber constantly.
And I think more than only Ubers now. Yeah, I don't know if he drives anymore.
No drinking and driving, man.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Can't fight
from it. Although my drinking has been curbed a little bit, but I Uber just because I don't want to have my car everywhere sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to deal
parking.
With it.
Also, a lot of what we do is you and I both live, I'm not going to say in this podcast because there's creepos out there.
Suddenly you hear like we're listening live. Oh, you can't listen live. What's happening?
We're tapped into your feed.
Yeah.
You don't have a feed. What is this?
But there's so much for us to
walk
navigate
to.
Through walk to and just get around very easily without transportation.
Yeah. I just came back from Phoenix and John Rudnitsky, who's a funny young comedian, opened for me. And
he has been on this podcast.
He's the man.
John has one ball.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He's been on this podcast?
Yeah, he talked about it.
No, that's John Huck.
Oh, John Huck, never mind.
But John Rudnitsky has one ball too.
John Rudnitsky's listening.
In an unrelated story, John also has one ball. Just emotionally.
John's listening right now like, wait, what?
Yeah.
He is sensensive enough.
He's very sensitive.
He's sensitive. Yeah. But I took
Sweet
him to Phoenix.
Jew
and
with
he
a lot of anger and a lot of passion.
Very passionate. No.
Mm-hmm. And he turns that into funny.
He wanted to go to Tempe, and we stayed all the way up in Desert Ridge. There's a new club up there, and it was far, but it was UberX at the beginning of the night, and I was like, I'll take you down to Tempe. It's fine. It was a $35 Uber to get down to Tempe, and I was like, that is what it is. Then at the end of the night, when we need to go back up north, the rate is like 4.1.
Yeah.
Or something around that range, and
checked
I just
up.
Kept waiting to see if the rate would go down. $120 Uber to get home.
Wow. Okay.
That's how much I like that kid.
Wow.
I was like, I'll never do that ever again.
So he wanted to go up to a hotel that was near
no we stayed way up north in Phoenix where the club is, and then he wanted to go down by ASU
to just party.
Dude, because I forget he's still 25. Like, I'm like, no, I don't want to.
And he hasn't seen any of this stuff. He's seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, he's like amazed by it.
And you went to U of A, right?
I went to Arizona State.
That's right.
I went there. So I was like,
that's your hood. Yeah,
so I couldn't go back though, dude, because we're when you're 30 plus, you're the old man in the bar.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
look at you weird.
I know, dude.
Because these kids are they're 19.
I know. Even if you're like, I don't look like I'm 40 yet.
Nah, but to them you do.
To them you do.
Yeah.
To them you look 50.
Old creepy guy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and because the same way that college kids are now looking like babies to us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, now we look like.
It's disgusting.
And we've all got facial hair, so that's not good.
No.
And if you shave and go clean, they go, look, he just shaved because he doesn't want his perv.
Right.
He doesn't want his perv beard.
His pervy beard. A girl was standing next to me at the bar while John was hitting on some good looking young girl. And then a girl was like right there. And I was just buying a beer. And she had brought another one or whatever. And I just literally was like, oh, here, you can just have this one. This is the second one that guy doesn't want, that John doesn't want. And the girl was like, no, I'm good. Thanks. I wasn't even hitting on her, but that's
right.
such an obvious, like, you're a gross old ginger man.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not drinking that drink before it's going through 9 filters and,
yeah,
like, you fucking, you Cosby knockoff.
Well, I was wearing the Cosby sweater that night just because.
He ruined that entire sweater.
I know, forever.
The same way Hitler ruined that mustache, Cosby has now ruined that
the
fucking
sweater. Well,
I think, you know, the mustache, there's other things he ruined.
What did
lives over
Hitler?
History.
What'd he do?
He wrote really egregious poetry. Just horrible poetry.
Oh, yeah, I read some
Yo,
of that
the
stuff.
Hand is in you, and that's what you said?
You piece of shit. Wait, you piece of shit puppet.
I did. This is funny because I'm making these jokes about like really serious shit. I just did a questionnaire for South by Southwest, and I'm going down there in the artist questionnaire. They said like, who do you admire or something like that, and
mm-hmm.
I put Rosa Parks in there because I said she slept on a bus to fight for lower fares, and now I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have wrote that. That's because they printed it. It's out. Well, she did, right? She slept on the bus for lower fares, and then I thought that's really funny to people that think that's funny, but for people that are
right,
that's fucked up, dude. Yeah. Selma, and I'm like,
yeah,
I
maybe the time,
yeah,
yeah,
the timing
know.
Is
well,
bad.
You didn't put hashtag Selma, did you?
I said hashtag who cares about MLK, hashtag Selma's not real.
Okay, well that's
hashtag,
the part I left out.
I can't believe black people can vote.
Yeah. Hashtag I can't believe it's not butter. Hashtag I can't believe Fabio's still acting.
Chris
hashtag.
Pine's tear was fake.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Chris, take it back.
Okay, we're getting derailed. There's a lot of things I want to talk about.
So many.
There's always so many things we can
talk about. You were talking about crazy Uber story.
No, but before that, the funniest thing because you make me laugh very hard, but the one thing that got, like, when you have those deep belly laughs, it's just like, when you do fake anger, the best out of anybody I know on the planet. Because
how do you know it's fake?
Exactly. I think there's always a little bit
of
truth
to it.
Damn good actor.
But when you, at the end of that, at midnight, when I think you, you, I can't remember exactly how it transpired, but it might have been when you got kicked off, when you guys lost, and you break it down for me. You started backing your butt into Brent.
Into Chris. Because Brent had already been gone. I kissed him goodbye.
Yeah. You kissed Brent. Yeah, you guys kissed on the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that was going to happen?
Yeah, was that planned?
Brent made a weird joke early when we were drinking in the room, and Chris was like, you guys are alcoholics, bro. You know that, right? You guys are booze hounds. And then we were drinking in his room, and Chris doesn't drink. And
yeah.
We were like, leave us alone, dad. And then we kept making jokes, and Chris, and Brent would be like, yeah, leave me my buddy alone. And he would hug me tight, and I'd be like, leave me my friend alone, dad. And I would kiss him on the cheek. And then like this bit grew in the room, and everybody was in there laughing.
Yeah.
And Brent made some aside really fast as we were leaving, right before we went and shot. And he was like, I'm gonna kiss you on the face sometime in the show. And I was like, okay. But I thought he meant like on the face. He didn't really say he was going to be on the lips.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, we locked eyes, and he has such nice eyes. And I went for it.
He's got great eyes.
I wasn't going to stop.
Yeah, hey, man. Can't turn that down.
You know what? There's something about comics that just has that moment when Ray and I went to the Laker game. Yep. We were walking down, and
we were sitting courtside, right? Yeah.
So we knew
Jumbotron was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew Dance Cam was coming, and I knew Brad was going to dominate it. So
that's
we're
right.
walking across the street, and I go, Brad, we're going to get on Diamond Vision for Dance Cam, but we might get on for Kiss Cam. And I go, I need to know, are you in? 1,000%.
Without even hesitation. Dude.
He even said he would do his like cartwheel jump up and straddle me before.
Oh,
he did
my
it.
God.
Can you imagine?
If they did that and the Dance Cam. That's it, dude.
I think I'd be the mayor of Hollywood right now.
You'd be like an official Laker or like...
You would be a Laker. You know?
Well, I mean, I really can't make the team any worse this year. So
they
could probably... And I'm saying that as a Laker fan, so don't send me hate tweets.
Yeah, be careful. Nick Young, Swaggy P, will tweet at you and tell you how bad... Someone made fun of Iggy Azalea, like an ESPN news reporter. Did you see this? And he tweeted him, and he's like, I'll find you, bro. I'll come find you.
Holy shit, come on, dude.
Like high school
tweet
thing.
Threats are so... funny.
Because
it's
like,
what are you doing?
Why are you doing it?
Because if it was really a threat, you'd call the guy.
Right.
You want everybody to say, or you'd show up.
Just show up.
Back in the day, people used to show up and threaten you.
Yeah.
Now
they
everybody
stand outside your
threat,
door.
It ain't even a threat.
Right. Yeah. And like, I'm seeing D'Elia is tweeting out the threats that he's already getting.
I know, dude.
For the roast jokes.
It's so dumb. People are so dumb.
Bieber's fans are already going at D'Elia. Like, if you say one thing about Selena Gomez, I will kill you.
Oh, and he's just loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, Chris's big thing, like, here's what I do. I do this passive-aggressive thing when people, like, when I have anything that's aired on TV and people are like, you fucking suck, you suck, your set on Conan sucked, I'll favorite it, and then I'll retweet that.
By the way, thanks for favoriting my tweet.
You got it, Doug.
Psych.
Wait, you're Boner King 14?
Yes.
Are you AZ Boner King 14?
Let me put my hands inside of Brad.
That's Tony Danza.
Yeah. Oh, that was TD.
Yeah, TD doesn't like you.
But I would favorite that and retweet it. And then people that are fans of mine would be like, what are you talking about, Santino, man? Fuck you. And they just fight. So I watch people fight. I don't have to do anything.
Awesome. And then they keep you in the tag.
It's great. I get to just see
the best way to deal with it, man.
But like with Chris, Chris makes me laugh because like, he'll attack anybody. Like a 15-year-old kid is clearly who is taking the time to be like, fuck you, you're not funny. And he'll be like, fuck you, dude. I'll come rape you in your butt. Like, Chris,
I have way more money than you.
He's
I can
so
pay
ready
for
to fight. Yeah. He's so ready
over
to
the
fight.
Top, just craziness.
I love it. Someone tweeted, I was at his house, and someone tweeted something. And he told a joke about it a while ago. I don't know if he still does it, but he was like a little kid, and he was like, hey, man, how about you come suck my rich dick or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. And the kid came back, and he was like, I'm 12.
Like, oh, it was a YouTube comment or something.
Yeah, it was something like that. And but Chris was still like, whatever, fuck you anyway.
Yeah,
you know? But like
you're 12.
He doesn't care.
12 these days is like 17.
Yep, same thing. Who's that? Is that me dinging?
No, that's me.
No, that's Adam.
But the thing is, and I want people to look it up because it's
Toaster
so funny.
Toaster Strudel's done. That's why I think.
Hilarious. Toaster Strudel's. We're not sponsored by them, man. Enough with the free
shout-outs.
Well,
I figure if I shout them out, they'll listen and be like, we should send these guys a ton of Toaster Strudel's, and who doesn't want that?
The icing was so much fun to put on.
It was the best.
That's where Pop-Tart screwed up. If they gave you the icing.
Yeah, but to me, I saw it differently. I was like, ugh, work?
Yeah.
But that's the lazy fat kid in me being like, I want to open that package and fucking
the lazier
dominate
fat kid,
that PT.
The lazier fat kid would have not even heated him up and just drank the icing out of the pouch.
I was never that fat, and I take
pretty
pride in that.
It's called drink the icing.
Drink the icing. Come get the icing.
Come get the icing.
Did you drink two? Did you put two icings on each one, or did you just one a piece?
Dude, I put Pop-Tarts in between ice cream and
muffins.
Gangster.
You're my favorite.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God, there's a video circulating on the internet right now, by the way, that made me cry
of
last
me
night
doing
in
that?
Bed. No, I wish. Of a kid who's high and his grandma's kind of like out of it and it's in the middle of the night and she's eating what she thinks is cereal, but it's just pretzels in milk. And the kid's losing his mind. He's like, "Grandma, that isn't cereal." And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "Those are pretzels." He's losing his shit. It's the funniest thing I've ever
Wait,
seen.
He's high or she's high?
He's high, but he's like, "This is what happens when you walk up on your grandma late night snacking when you're high." And all the comics, of course, are like, "Your grandma stoned too? She's old as shit, but she
right,
just put pretzels from the bag in milk, and she's eating pretzel,
oh
which,
God.
By the way, delicious.
Delicious,
like, no
great
blood.
Idea.
It's like you want to hit on it at first, and you're like, wait.
It's
pretzels,
delicious.
Milk,
well,
salt.
Let's think
okay.
about it. She's been around 75, 80 years.
Yeah.
She's tasted every
everything.
Snack. So yeah. she knows what goes well and what doesn't.
Also, back then, when she was younger, that probably was a snack.
That was a snack.
That was before cereal existed.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody want any pretzel milk?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably went outside. You had that hoop that you made go along with a stick.
Stick hoop.
Yeah, the stick hoop. And then you went back inside.
Had your pretzel milk.
Yeah, these kids are like, you grandma. You fucking idiot. Pretzels and milk.
She's like, this was a delicacy back in my day. But who could talk shit about pretzel? Who's talking shit about pretzel milk? Like, pretzel milk. That's stupid. Now I'm going to go to CVS and get my vanilla almond milk.
Yeah,
That's real.
That's true. Grandma was up on point. I like her.
All right. So what you do, though, once you start backing into Chris,
crying.
You back in your...
My butt.
At your butt.
My naked butt. And
your
he
naked
freaks
butt.
Out.
Super hard into him as if, like... But like in full support of like this is and then but you somehow turned it on him.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's what it was.
I put my butt on his crotch and then I was into it. But then I pretended as if he was holding
as
me.
As if he was holding you.
Yeah, and having sex with
and
me.
Your response when you turned around and acted like he was the one that like somehow. You know, pulled your torso towards him, even though
yeah.
you were holding.
Oh,
on
it was
to him.
Brent. I'm sorry,
it
that was
Brent.
Brent.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you turn around, I go, "Whoa!" You're, dude. I was crying, laughing at like noon.
Yeah,
it was just like the funniest thing.
But, I love that.
But,
I love fake mad.
Yeah, one thing I loved about that whole episode of you on At Midnight is that you guys are all actually friends. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not just comics put together. Like, yeah, you're right. And we just met. You
can
and
feel that when they do that show. When
oh,
there's guys
sure.
that are like, I don't know who this is.
Dude,
we've never
clear
talked
cut,
before.
You can't fake chemistry ever.
No, you
and,
can't.
And because there's something... Because even when people
look at their
don't,
show.
Yeah.
People, that's how their show works.
Even when people yeah. don't know... Yeah, I mean, and they do a good job, I think, of like matching up people that are always know each other. But even when people don't know each other, you make it work.
Yeah.
But it's you always get a little something extra special when they do know each other.
Yeah,
you know?
I do.
Like, you get a little something extra that you're just like, oh, we know each other, so I have no trepidations about me... backing my
goofing
ass
around.
Into you because I know you're not going to be weird about it.
Well, and the best part is Brody Stevens, who's a phenomenal comedian as well.
He's a warm-up.
I keep saying that as if, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if these people know, but he's awesome, and he's the warm-up. So, like, we were playing with Brody in the middle of it, too. So it was, like, a bunch of people having a... Like, we're all buddies that know each other. So
the
it was
audience
just,
is loud.
Yeah, and, like, me and Brody were joking back and forth with each other, and he's like, "You're the best." And I'm like, "You're the best, Brody." He's like, "You're the Arizona State's in the house."
Santino.
Yes. I loved it. It was just like, so the crowd watched us have fun, so it was easier for them to want to have fun.
Right.
That was a damn good Brody impression, by the way.
Yeah, that was the only thing that made me nervous about doing Conan, was that you're like, oh, God, they don't know you, and there's no even warm-up to you. There's
right.
a warm-up comic at the beginning of the show, but then after
Jim
that,
Pardo.
You're the last.
Yeah.
Well, Pardo's not there anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No, it's another dude.
Who's there now?
I think Pardo's on hiatus. He's going to do something else.
Okay.
I don't remember the new guy's name, and I'm sorry, but he was super funny. But
yeah.
he's at the beginning, and then you're at the dead end of the show.
Yep, right.
So then
they've already seen Charlize Theron
Edward
talk about
Norton,
whatever.
Dude. They saw Edward Norton, who's like the most gangster, and then they're like, and then a dumb asshole comedian, yeah. like a cool ass dude, and then my dumb ass is like, hey, what's up? Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah. Remember Mixology?
Yeah.
This guy was on that show.
And one dude goes, hated it. Right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah. No. It's uncomfortable. It's hard with crowds that you're like, that's the first thought I had when you look out. You're like,
that was your first thought when you're backstage before you went out?
No, my first thought backstage was I was actually talking to one of the stage manager dudes who's like a big, tough union guy, you know, like these stage grip guys and all this. He had like, his boots were like hardcore man boots. They were like scuffed to shit. Like they had been through war and back. And I looked down, I just got brand new boots. And I was like, look at my pussy boots. And this guy's has like, and I even said, I was like, look at your man boots and look at my sissy boots.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's why I do what I do and you do what you do. All right, you're up. And then he opens the curtain. It was like the most gangster shit.
You're walking out and the first thought is, well, I'm a puss.
I'm a pussy. Yeah.
I'm about to appear on national television and my opening line is going to be, well, I'm a pussy.
Great to be here. I'm a pussy. Guys, here we go. It was perfect. It was perfect timing.
How was the getting the news that you get? I want to hear the getting news of getting it, how it was getting there and seeing your name on the thing and then walking out. Because as long as I've known you, you know, we've just immediately always just, you know, fantasized about the things we want, like stand-up wise, acting wise, and wanting late night sets for a long time. And then not having it happen to be like, well, then fuck that, man. We don't need it because it doesn't even matter. And then you get it and you're like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever.
It is fun. It is fun.
And it doesn't, and even though it still doesn't, and everybody knows this, and even people that don't know this probably know this, that it doesn't mean as much as it did, only because there's just way more options.
So many
and
more
things
ways
to be out there and to get
less
and sort of exposure.
Totally.
And back in the day when it was just one show, even if there were other late night shows, it was just that one that people were like,
the Tonight Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll get, you're on Carson? You'll probably get your own TV show after that.
You'd be famous in 5 minutes.
Yeah. but that being said, you know, I came up on, like, I feel like Letterman and Conan, but Conan was like the guy for me.
Me too.
And still is the guy for me.
I love Conan.
Even though
man.
I think Fallon's killing it and what he's doing
is
they're all, I mean, they all have their niches. Like, I love what Kimmel's doing with some of the editing bits, and then the anti-vaccination rant was fucking awesome.
He's incredible.
But old school Conan is just unreal.
He was always my favorite. He always is the guy that I related to the most. That I was like, God, that's like
really red hair, shocking.
Oh, come on, Brad, put your hand back in him, Adam.
I mean, obviously, because you're both insane comedic talents, and you have just like the same perspective.
Hand out.
I mean, fucking Irish. You guys all stick together, just like. But I mean, well, you stick together through comedy. You just bond that thing.
I love that I just chose to make the noise of my hand entering your ass like it was a tough thing. I mean, it should be, though.
I love how you made the noise and not me.
Like, you know, putting your hand up Brad's ass is very easy. You know this wouldn't be a struggle.
You, as the guy putting the hand up my ass, me, as the guy with a hand, going up my ass, like, oh, yeah, this is
no big deal.
Yeah, this is fine.
Well, I'm good at sound effects.
All right. Sound effects,
creative liberties.
It was amazing.
So when they told you, because I think after a while, do you just kind of like just go, all right, well, it's going to happen. Whatever.
Well, and let me tell you, the story is insane, actually. And I don't know if I'm allowed to tell. I don't really care. But the guy who used to book the Tonight Show with Fallon was in town to see a bunch of people. And then he came to see me. And I took that tape. I asked for that tape after they taped it. And I emailed it to the booker of Conan, whose name we won't say.
Yep.
But I emailed it to the booker of Conan. My best childhood friend was in town, my best friend Sean Costello. And I emailed it to him in the morning. And then I went to the gym with him that day. We went to go lift. And he's like, I said, oh, the booker called me while we were at the gym. And he goes, oh, that's awesome. And he goes, what if you got Conan? And I was like, that'd be cool, you know? Because I had submitted to him once before on a character and it didn't go through. And he goes, so how does it work? Do you just like get to do it tomorrow or something? And I was like, no, dude, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I call the booker. He picks up and he goes, dude, I love this set. This is exactly what I want you to have on your first Conan set. It's amazing. It's so funny. Da da da. And I'm hyperbolizing. He was like, it's mediocre. We need to put you on TV. and I said, awesome, dude. I was like so amped. And he goes, this is so crazy. I had something happen. Can you do it tomorrow?
Wow.
I swear to God. And I turned to Sean. I was like, go get away from me. Like, it freaked me out. He was like, it was this ESP.
It does not happen like that.
Never, dude. And he had said, he goes, can you do it tomorrow? And actually, I was leaving town and I was like, this is too fast. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I have another date. I just want to know if you could fill the spot. So then he was like, can you just do it at the end of the month? And I was like, dude, absolutely. So I did it at the end of the month and it was.
Oh, so you didn't do it the next day?
I couldn't. I literally couldn't. I was like, that never happens, though. They're never like, tomorrow, you're on.
Because you know what? That's what we all want this business to be like, where you're like, you go into a pitch a show and you're like, this is hilarious. You guys know it's hilarious, so let's just buy it.
Yep.
But then there's all sorts of
oh my God, there's so much
and
stuff.
Ladders, and we got to think about it and talk to this guy.
But people around the world, people in the States think like, we just go into a room, you pitch a show, and they're like, we love it. Here's $1 million.
Yeah.
And then you're like, we're making it tomorrow.
Yeah,
they think like that's it.
No.
Like a movie. I don't think anyone realizes a movie from inception to writing to then getting bought, maybe then getting greenlit, then getting like pre-production.
And getting
like
a budget for
years.
A studio
this is
press.
Years, yeah. Unless it's massive and it already has everything preset. But like for a guy that just writes a funny movie, that takes forever to get made.
Yeah.
Like, what did they say? Rogan's movie with Evan Goldberg, the one that was about based on
Superbad.
50-50, I mean. 50-50.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the cancer movie.
And they I think I had heard somewhere that he had had that for years and years and years, and they could never make it.
Yeah.
And then they made all this other stuff, and then because those guys are so successful and so fucking talented, they were like, oh, you should make that other thing that's really good that you already have. And you're like, yeah, I wanted to make it forever ago.
That's how it works. That's how Tammy was with Melissa and McCarthy and Ben Falcone. You have... I'm sure we both have projects like that, too, that we're just like, man, I can't wait to be in the position to where, like, for me, I'm just, like, hoping that I can make the biopic on Chef Boyardee because nobody's seen it yet and nobody's done it yet. And that's waiting in the wings for me.
It's there. It's hanging, yeah, right? It's with hanging. With Meatballs or Without?
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, With Meatballs?
With or Without Meatballs.
With or Without Meatballs.
Yeah.
So, oh, I like it.
Or just, you know, or... Beefaroni Chronicles. Oh. Can we hear a quick thing about Beefaroni real quick?
No.
I mean, who doesn't want
I was going to wait to tell this story when I had Adam on the podcast and we did a post to a recap.
Who's Adam?
Divine.
Oh.
But I need to tell
I'm on the podcast now, so let's talk about Andrew Santino, okay?
But you got to hear this quick Beefaroni story. Yeah. I never... The most
that,
fucked up...
That's one of the greatest sentences ever said. But you got to hear this quick Beefaroni story.
Can you call 911? I'm having a heart attack. But you got to let me finish this Beefaroni story, sir.
If there was an Adam Ray doll where you pulled the cord and it said something, that would be...
But you got to hear this Beefaroni story. 1,000%. Hey, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Totally.
And what'd you do with my Pop-Tarts? So we... one of the perks of having famous friends, they know famous dudes. Adam goes, you guys want to go to Nashville and go to this Kings of Leon concert and hang out with the band? And
I
go,
no.
And I go, yes, I do. This private, like, Sports Illustrated swimsuit concert, whatever. So we're backstage hanging with the band, and we walk out. We're hitting this weed pen that we had got throughout that was like came pre with like all these hits in it. You don't have to
love that
like press anything. So I'm hitting that, watching Adam walk the red carpet.
Being a celebrity rocks.
We're one night into
pre-loaded weed pen.
We're one night into the tour. We'd done Austin the night before. It was great. Now this is our first night off, and we're in Nashville. I'm watching. I'm just feeling great. It's like, you know, 7:30. We go inside. All this free booze. I'm drinking. Not pacing myself. By the end of the night, long story short, I drink a bottle of Patron, right? Never done that before, ever. Yikes. In my life, ever. We're backstage. Girls are coming into the green room and just hanging out with the band. And they're like, where's all the Patron? I'm like, it was out there for everybody. Some people kept drinking it. And then at one point, and I'd eaten since like 2. So at one point, Adam reminded me that I had been shoveling. There was a big bowl of Jolly Ranchers. And I was just shoveling Jolly Ranchers into my pocket because I didn't know when I was going to eat again. And I just was like, I didn't want to eat them
Jolly Ranchers
now.
Was your meal?
I had fat kid habits,
die hard.
I'm just
shoving in my pocket, right? And sucking on a few of them. And then I end up just like, it was like 10:15. And Adam told me this later on in the tour. He goes, we hadn't like, you know, really, you know, traveled like this yet before us and done tour, any of us. So he said to Kyle Walsh, his buddy from home that came out, was like tour manager. He goes, pulls him aside and goes, is this kind of like, is this how Adam goes? Because it's the second night. He goes, is Adam like, is this what it's going to be like the whole tour? He's just going to get fucked up and steal Jolly Ranchers every night?
Yeah.
So then I just slip out of the party. We went to some other bar, and then I slip out and go home. And then I hadn't eaten. And in the little hotel market, there was like not many options. But
I've been to these markets, by the way.
There's like lean cuisines.
Yep.
That's it.
Nutter Butters. There's
you're lucky if you find like a Cliff Bar.
Cliff Bar.
Bag of chips.
In a flavor that you like.
Right.
And so there's like 3 cans of Beefaroni. I'm like, haven't had those in forever. Let's do it.
All 3?
Yeah. Grab all the cans.
Well, because there's different flavors.
Walk by.
Sour cream and chive Beefaroni.
Just walk by the desk.
Yeah.
Just walk by the desk.
Yeah, you don't pay.
Didn't pay.
Why would you?
There was
are like 14 cents a can.
It's like 4 in the morning, and guess what, man? If I'm getting Beefaroni cans and you're not behind the desk, mine. I'm not going to stand with Beefaroni cans and go, excuse me.
You know what'd be great?
Can you come out and acknowledge me
so I can buy for 3 Beefaroni
It'd be great if there was a sign that was like, if we don't catch you, it's yours. And you physically have to like run and steal from those markets
that
and run upstairs.
In my head. I saw that sign.
It existed.
Yeah. So I go upstairs with them, put them in a bowl, overflowing in the bowl because there's 3 cans. It's a bowl made for half of a can.
Made for not even one, yeah.
Not even one. And so put in the microwave. I think I put it on for like 9 minutes.
Of course, always.
So the microwave fucking at one point I heard a poof.
Yeah, I love that.
Beefaroni all over the quave, microwave. And
the quave. Adam Ray.
Did he just say the quave?
Wow.
Roni all over the quave. You're becoming so San Diego as this continues.
Holy
Roni on the quave, I'm borrowing Jeff's dad's truck.
Roni on the quave, we were fucking surfing in the booth from fucking 2 to fucking 5. And fucking, we had to get back to fucking H-Dub because fucking we needed more Roni and the Quave.
Mm-hmm. And so your next album should be called Roni and the Quave. It's also a great band.
Absolutely.
Hashtag Roni and the Quave on this podcast.
Can I please have Keanu Reeves introduce you when you're in that band?
Yo, this band's really great. Whoa, fucking Bono
Roni Reeves.
The Quave.
Bono Reeves.
That was, yeah, you know, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roni and the Quave.
I mean, it's a great Saturday morning cartoon.
I do all hardcovers, but I always open with Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean.
Caribbean Queen. Yep. Oh, I love that. Okay, yeah. Tell me.
So put them in the bow, trip over my luggage. In my head, I'm going, I'm getting to my bed and I'm scarfing this Roni and I'm falling asleep to SportsCenter. Trip over the
scarfing
luggage.
This Roni.
Roni everywhere.
No way.
Sheets everywhere. Guess what, man? It's such a mass murder scene. I don't have it in me to clean it up. And it's such in a way that I'm like, I'll sleep in the part of the bed that's not covered in Roni.
Oh my God.
Guess what? I get a call from a fucking hotel like 9:30. Being like, hey,
excuse me, sir,
the maid
Roni
service had come up and been like, what happened in the hotel last night?
Did you stab a Mario brother? What the hell happened over here?
Hilarious. Maid was, you're welcome, my hand was in you for that joke. Maid comes up, they go, maid came up and they said they saw blood everywhere. And I go, blood? And I'm trying to put together, I'm so hungover. I'm like,
oh, you think you
wanted
blood?
And I'm like, wait, what happened? I go, oh shit, maybe I remember tripping over the luggage. I go, maybe I fucking hit my knee and I bled over the, but then I look down and I see fucking beef chunks. So I'm like, I go, no, man, it was a case of the beefaroni sheets. And the guy goes, what? I go, I had beefaroni sheets last night. He goes, what is that? What? It's just a little.
You know, sir.
It's fucking Stu Harrison behind the desk at the Courtyard Marriott in Nashville. He's like, beefaroni sheets. What are you? What? I go. He goes, whatever it is, sir, you need to check out. He goes, also, yeah, I don't think you paid for those last night. We got you on the camera. I go,
no way.
I
got the camera.
Stephen Beefaroni.
God, that's see, a good, like, if they made.
That's such a good story.
If they made, like, an 8-bit Oregon Trail style version of this tour, it would be like, Adam's got the beefaroni sheets. Rest for 5 days. Like,
Roni and the Quave, man.
Roni and the Quave.
I had a similar, I thought there was blood story when I went to Vegas to shoot.
Also, really quick, though, how do you, as the maid, not know that. How do you not, like, differentiate
blood of beefaroni?
Like, fake pasta sauce with blood?
Because
she looked at that and goes, oh,
it's blood. Oh, it's blood.
And there's Roni in the Quiff.
This is her. Housekeeping.
Go away. Go away.
Oh, it's blood. Excuse me, sir. It's blood in here.
It's blood in here.
Maria, what's happening? It's blood in here. And then you inside. That's not blood, man.
Go away.
He said, be bar on the sheets.
Be bar.
Be bar on the sheets. What did he say to you? He said, Roni in the Quave.
Over and over.
Roni in the Quave.
All right, sorry.
No,
I listen to Roni and Quave in the mornings.
They're good. Roni and Quave.
Yo, welcome back to 98.7 The Rock with Roni. Roni.
And the Quave. And then their sound effects are boop, 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 boop. It's just blowing up.
That was a
you just got quaved.
We're giving away 4 tickets for Vertical Horizon, top of the hour. Roni, by the way, last time you were on here, I'm just remembering, we did some sort of radio DJ thing.
Oh my God, we did. I don't remember what it was.
I don't either.
Well, it wasn't as good as Roni and the Quave.
No chance it was as good as Roni and the Quave.
All right. So
I went to Vegas to shoot this show.
Yeah, so we got to talk about it. Let's talk about it now.
It comes out.
Sin City Saints.
Sin City Saints. It comes out on Yahoo Screen is what their app is called. It's on. Okay. It'll be on Apple TV. It'll be on Roku. Like all the things that you can digitally stream. And on Yahoo's main page.
Because this is coming out on Monday, the
23rd.
Yeah, so, okay.
It comes out.
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
On Yahoo.
On Yahoo, and you can watch it. Apple TV and Roku, whatever box it, whatever
and you're
streaming device.
The fucking lead.
I'm the lead of it, yeah.
And what is the show?
It's I own a basketball team in Vegas. I'm like I'm like Cuban. I'm like Mark Cuban. I'm like mm-hmm. Mark Cuban because I'm a .com kid, but I have the mental capacity and the wherewithal of Donald Sterling. Like that's the two combined owners that I would say.
Wait,
because I'm just,
so you're like a young racist.
I'm just, it's like racist is not the right word. It's just like ignorant and just,
gotcha.
just I don't care. Like I don't, I just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And I own a team in Vegas. And in the first episode, our star ball player gets run over by a car. and the rest of the season begins to go to shit. Like, it's like that's the start, and everything else falls
apart.
How
pumped were you when you saw that breakdown for the part?
It was awesome, dude.
You're
just
like, I want this so bad.
Well, and they told me, the chick opposite me, they were like, this girl that's going to come in from the league is going to come to save you, and it's Malin Ackerman. And I was like, yes. Oh, maybe she's so fun to work with.
Yeah, it's you, Malin Ackerman.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my right-hand man. Tom is, I just saw some cuts this morning.
The best right-hand man. Like, look at him in True Lies.
Maybe the funniest, dude. Yes. Maybe the funniest. I saw cuts this morning from ADR. And listen, dude, I don't know how they're going to end up shaping everything. Because the show could be whatever. You don't know.
You never fucking know.
But, dude, he's so funny. He was so cool to work with. And we had so much fun in Vegas. We lived in Vegas on the Strip.
I was about to ask.
At Caesars, at a suite in Caesars.
Holy shit.
It was insane.
Well, I mean, we're hearing Adam Ray on the road stories. What do you do in Vegas for 2 months?
Party.
You do?
No, we had some nights. We worked a lot, dude. Yeah,
long hours. But how do you reward yourself? When you work long hours, sometimes you're just too tired.
When we had a day off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ham bone. We would go ham bone. Here's how, this is one of those stories. I was, we went to Hakkasan, which is like a big, massive club there.
Yeah, that's where they always have the EDM DJs that are like paid $2 million a gig.
Yes, and these chicks, or these two famous DJs, these two chick DJs, hot sisters, they're so unbelievably hot, like Swedish sister DJs.
T and Tamara?
Yes. Maori. The Maoris. The Maoris.
Sister.
Sister. Boom, boom, boom. But we got hooked up because Malin is Malin.
Yeah.
Gorgeous and famous. Mm-hmm. And we sat behind, there's a booth behind the DJs, which is like gangster booth.
Oh, shit. Right.
Like there's a few back there and it's like the most expensive, but they gave it to us. And we had tons of bottles of everything. And I was so tired from a week of work that I was like, I'm going to get so ripped. But we didn't eat. I forgot we didn't eat dinner. Yeah. Same like you.
Yeah.
I go there. I'm smoking a bunch of weed. I'm drinking as much booze as I can. But cranberry and vodka. Because it was a ton of vodka. And the only thing they had to mix was cranberry. They're like, we ran out of seltzer and club soda and all this other stuff. They're like, we're stocking now.
How do you run out? It's Vegas.
Dude, insane. That's like my first thought was like, they are just doing this against us.
Yeah.
So I'm chugging tons of these things. And then I'm not going to say who. Someone brought mushrooms in gummy form. Have you ever had that?
No, what? But I've heard about them. Dude, I've heard more and more about these
gummy mushrooms. It's like fruit roll-up. Like it's like a fruit snack with mushrooms in it.
Oh God, I don't know about that.
That's dangerous.
Well, dude, very much. Because he was like, he's like, here you go. And I ate one and I was like, well, these are great. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. And I just ate a few more. And he's like, how many did you take, dude? But you're yelling and you're like, six or seven. And he's like, what's up? And you're like, six or seven. And he's like, oh, see you later.
Oh, no. So two?
So, yeah.
And then you realize he wasn't even there and you were talking to the fucking DJ, fucking booth chair.
But I'm having a good time and like, yes, a half an hour later, when everything kicks in, I'm like, I was out of my mind. I was out of my mind.
What was the first thought or thing that happened when you feel like you went to the
next level? I was staring at the DJs. I know the exact moment. And they often in these clubs, not only is like, there's smoke coming out every 10 minutes, but they blow up confetti things to fall during like one up.
Oh, when the bass drops.
And dude, the bass dropped and so did everything in my body. It was like, and I was like, I almost died and confetti was all over me.
The song was in sync with how your body was reacting.
Oh, dude, yes. And confetti was falling on my face and I was like, oh my God, it's blankets. It felt so incredible.
Oh my God, it's blankets is the name of your album.
Oh my God, it's blankets.
And it's a picture of you with confetti.
Confetti all over my face. And I'm at this point, people are pointing at our booth because they recognize Malin.
Oh, no. Now people are looking.
And people are looking. But, like, I was in. I didn't care. I was I was having the best.
You're standing there smiling with confetti on you
grabbing.
You got Bukkake from a Care Bear.
I'm grabbing people's phones. Yeah, your hand wasn't in that time. That was just a Williams joke.
That was all my own. Hey, like he said, there's one.
Yeah,
there's one.
There it is, man. I'll see you in 2016. Brad's humor.
So I'm grabbing people's phones. I'm taking selfies with people's phones. In fact, the next day, I got a bunch of tweets that people were like, it was great to see you, Cheeto Santino, of me just with their phones.
Oh, gosh.
Just of me. Because they were like,
ripped out of your mind.
People were handing phones up because they were like, get a picture of Malin. Of Malin. And I would just do and like me and a security guard or like me and the other Persian guy in the booth next to us.
Have you seen them online?
Oh, there was a bunch of them that got thrown up. And then there was a few. I had my butt and my penis out and stuff like that. I had my balls out.
All right.
Long story.
That's fine.
Anyway,
it's Vegas.
Yeah, and because you're in that booth, you can do whatever you want.
I love that you made the adjustment because when you do start to get, especially I've only shroomed twice, but there's a point when you have a choice.
Yep.
To be like, I'm fine, and I'm gonna enjoy this,
or you're sinking,
or you can let yourself go.
Oh, dude,
you can fucking talk to one daddy long leg and go, fucking his that guy fucking it was too much.
Yeah, you know? Too much. I let it. I was in the happy place.
Yeah.
And I was having a good time, and I'm partying and partying and partying. And the next thing I know, they're kicking us out because of me.
P. Diddy walk in?
No, it was just like they were asking us to. They were like, okay, you guys have had like your party. Like, yeah, we partied way too much because the clubs are open till like 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I think they wanted the booth
you
for someone
track
else.
You lose track of time in that club too. That's dangerous
thing. Because we were there from like 10 p.m. to like 3 in the morning.
Of course.
Oh, and the club keeps going. But then we got out of there. I walk home with Malin and a bunch of people, and I remember being back at the hotel. And then I was like, someone was like, hey, man, let's smoke one more joint. And I was like, for sure. And I smoked that last joint. It was a bad idea. I get up to my room. I lay down in the bed, and I'm spinning violently.
Oh, God.
Like the worst spins ever. Chugging water. I'm trying to like do whatever I can. But then it hits me. I'm trying to lay down and focus, and my brain is just everywhere. And I wake up, and I run to the bathroom, and I'm like violently throwing up everywhere. And as I'm doing it, I'm tripping harder. Like, I feel I'm starting to, like, trip.
So what, like the vomit's coming alive? Like, Krang
the
from
walls
Teenage Mutant
are,
Ninja Turtles?
I feel like my puke is aciding the wall. Like, the walls are falling because my throw up is, like, burning holes in the wall. So I'm looking like, and as it hits the wall, it's, like, dripping. And I'm like, no!
And then you hear... Hello.
Ronnie in the quave.
No. No, go away.
So I'm throwing up, but as I'm doing it, I'm kind of coming to, and it's red from the cranberry juice. So my brain thinks it's blood.
God, dude, not shit.
So I'm out loud going, "It's blood!" I'm yelling it's blood to nobody. So somebody must have heard. The maid is going down the hallway, and she hears, "It's blood! It's blood!" Everywhere, dude. Just blood. I think it's blood. It's blood.
Are you thinking you got to take yourself to the hospital?
Oh, dude, 100%. Yeah. I run out, and I'm dripping cranberry juice of blood puke on myself, and I grab the phone, and I call the front desk, and I'm like, I think I need to go to the ER. I think something's wrong. And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? Like, I think I'm bleeding. And they're like,
oh, God, man.
And they're like, do you need us to send an ambulance? And I was like, I think I need to send an ambulance. And then she's like, what's going on, sir? Tell me what's going on. I'll call 911 for you. And as I'm looking down at my shirt, I realize it's cranberry juice. Like, it calms me down. I'm like, I'm okay. Never mind. I'm okay. I'm just going to clean up
the
blood.
Weirdest phone call for her ever, by the way.
Did you hear? But listen to what I just said. I go, I'm okay. I'm just going to clean up the blood. But then I realize I said I'm going to clean up the blood. And she's like, what, sir? And I'm like, hang on.
Oh, God.
So here,
Hello?
Ronnie Enquave, I'm here to clean the blood. So I'm in the bathroom cleaning up all this cranberry juice. It was like the worst end of a trip I've ever had.
That was the last night?
That was the worst end of a trip I've ever had, because I had such a good night. Here I am cleaning up what I think is blood. But then the next morning, this is my favorite part. The next morning when I finally get to sleep and I finally wake up at like 2 or 3 the next afternoon, I wake up to go take a piss. And when I go in there, I've used all of my towels to clean that up. I had to ask for more towels from the, you know, they're in the hallway always. Yeah. By the way, they're always in the hallway.
Yes, sure.
And she's like, can I get some more towels? She's like, yeah, no problem.
Let me take
the ones you have. Yep. And she walks in and she's like, oh, what happened? And I'm like, oh,
so
nothing.
So sweet about it,
and
by
I was
the
like,
way.
Oh, I spilled. And she was like, oh, you spilled, huh?
You spilled the blood of a hooker?
Okay, where's the bros that do? But I was like, oh, I spilled. I'm sorry. And she's like, you spilled. It's okay. It's okay. And then while she was cleaning it up, she kept being like, it's no problem. It's not okay. It's okay. Like a consoling mother.
Dude, what the fuck?
It was the nicest thing.
There might not be nicer people on the planet than a hotel maid.
Yeah, they have to clean up your shit.
They have to clean up your shit, and they got no problems about it.
Yeah, they have no problems. They're so nice.
They know going in, they're like, I make terrible money. I have to clean up biberoni.
I thought biberoni.
And you shit on your towel, and it's cranberry. It could be blood.
It's okay.
If it's blood, it's okay.
It's okay. She was so nice. Yeah, they're so nice, because at most like standard, normal, shitty hotels, we all use all the towels, and then we kick them under the sink for no reason.
Like,
we're
like, they won't see them.
They won't see if they're down there.
They won't see what I did to that towel.
I've used 18 towels.
They never look under the sink.
No, yeah, they won't look down there. They won't even know.
Yeah.
She was so nice. It's okay.
They'll do a once-over. They'll walk in the room and go, smells okay. Yeah, let the next guy live in there. Right?
Because I kept saying, I'm sorry. You know how you're always like, I'm sorry, this shit everywhere. And she's like, it's okay.
Now it's okay. Now do you tell this story to Tom and get his past drug addict viewpoints on it?
I told
because you also have
everybody heard
a great,
about it.
Tom Arnold impression. Yeah, that yeah. you said people love.
Yeah, yeah, buddy. Yeah, no. We'll do. Yeah, no, fucking no. Take. No, we don't need to do one more. fine. No. It's fine. But so here I am. I'm fucking with Roseanne, and she's eating the place out of house in my home. You know, he was awesome, dude. We would sit and have conversation, and actually, him and I grew pretty close because
sure, you were working together for 2 months.
Yeah, but Tom had to go home. He had to go to LA because he had some kind of family emergency, mm-hmm. and it was kind of like a moment of panic. Like people were kind of like, "Oh, what the fuck!" Like da da da, and like he needed to fucking go home. Yeah. And he was texting with me, and I was like, "He's like, I'm sorry about this morning. Whatever had happened, I had to go home." And I was like,
"Because what did it have to like delay shooting or something?"
Well, yeah, I mean, we had to change schedule.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, who fucking cares, dude? Things are more important, you know? Like, I'm here for you always, da da da. And after that moment, I think, like, we...
That was big.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. He was like, I'm sorry if I let you down. And I was like, dude, fuck that shit. Like, go do whatever you yeah. have to do.
Also,
work,
that's...
Fuck work.
But you like, know, man, he's a guy that's been in the business for 25 plus years.
Yeah.
And he's probably dealt with a lot of people that wouldn't be understanding. And for you to be an up-and-coming kid, and this is a big deal for you, to just be like, dude, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Like, that... Mm-hmm. Spoke
we made it work.
To him.
Yeah, we made it work. I was, and because by the way, because in this industry, like people always panic about nothing. But you're like, dude, we can make it. Well, it's fine.
Yeah,
the world is going to keep spinning. No one like this is the fucking not the end of the world. So,
right.
him and I grew close, and then when we would sit sometimes and just have long ass conversations,
his stories because he's been on the podcast dude, and told some amazing stories. So I can't imagine having more than an hour with him. What it was like. Like, and also you guys being both such huge sports fans,
huge.
I would have just been like, give me your top 50 Shaq stories.
Well, let me give you one good.
Because he was neighbors with.
Let me give you one good story.
Okay.
That he's probably told on Stern before, but there's always this ongoing. Like we had a lot of NBA players on the show. Baron Davis is the star of our show, who became a homie too, and he's. A million other
Which
stories.
Let's also just tell the audience, I know all three of us are big NBA fans.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's one of the first things you and I bonded over.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the amount of games we've watched or basketball document. So to be playing a guy who's owning a team and then getting to act with players that
so
you grew
cool.
up idolizing.
Loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Rick Fox is our GM.
Oh. Rick
it's
Fox.
Rick Fox. Baron Davis is our star. John Sally is our announcer.
So dope.
John Sally's got more personality for days.
He
goes.
Could do anything in the business.
Yeah.
If they were like, we need you to act, he'd be like, good. They're like, we need you to produce. He'd be like, okay, fine. He was so fucking easy. It was it was embarrassing how easy he was at like doing everything. Hmm. But we're sitting over the bleachers and Sally walks in, and because Tom did Best Damn Sports Show for so long, Sally's like, oh, what's up, Tom? In the bleachers, he's like, hey buddy, what's up? And they're chatting from the bleachers, and we're like, we're way up, and like we have to set because the camera's already there, so we can't go down and say hi. And he's like, I'll see if I get after. And John walks away, and Tom turns to me. We're talking about something totally like serious. I don't know, I even remember what it was, like something like honest. And he goes, that fucking guy. You know about the hose on that guy? And I was like, no. And apparently, a lot of people know this rumor that John Sally has like a notoriously like gangster penis.
I've heard that rumor. I mean, I'll let Adam's hand up there. I will not let John Sally's penis in me. No way.
That's assumed.
That would hurt.
Tom had said to me that because of on Best Damn Sports Show, like I think it was something along the lines of he had seen him changing. You know, like the dressing rooms right near each other, or whatever. And as he was changing his boxer shorts, you know, or boxer briefs, I'm sorry, you know, boxer briefs, and they go like down to your, I don't even know that muscle right above your kneecap. It's like your, whatever that is, your quad is up there maybe?
Yeah, your quad. Yeah.
So you know how far that goes on a man as tall as John Sally. And he said his dick went all the way down and the head almost poked out of the bottom of the boxer briefs above his quad, like above his knee. That's how fucking long it was.
Can I just... I think we have to applaud that.
I don't know what else.
Also,
have to clap because just straight up silence lets the audience be like, what are they thinking about right now?
It went all... He was like, it went... But Tom was
that's,
like... He's like, this fucking guy's sick. No, I'm telling you. I'm not even fucking making this up. He goes, buddy, he goes, all the way down his fucking leg. And it could almost touch his knee. I mean, it's not even like a bad joke. It's like a real thing. It was just so funny. And of course, then every time I walk past John...
You just picture that dick.
Of course, I was looking at his penis.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
you just
my,
picture it.
I just want to see it. I was like,
sure.
I just want to see it. I just need to see it.
It's like going to the Playboy Mansion. You hear about it. You're like, I got to go once.
I got to go.
Yeah.
But then you go and you see how decrepit and almost dead Hugh is, and you're like, oh no, I saw Superman like out of his cape.
Oh,
like it felt so weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
really?
You know what I compared it to?
That was your experience?
Yeah, for me it was bad.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, I had a bad time.
Oh.
It was a bad night. I don't know what was wrong. It was like depressing, and it felt like what it would look like to watch Clark Kent change into Superman. Do you know what I mean? Like if he was in the booth and you watch him fuddle around trying to put on pants, that's what that's what I feel like it looks like. It was like, oh no, I'm seeing all the shit I don't want to see.
Yeah,
it was a bummer. And half of the girls were like, it was a whole other thing. I'm sure there are better nights. I had a bad night.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Good for you guys. I didn't even go because I had the opportunity to, but didn't want to because my ex-girlfriend at the time gave me a guilt trip about going.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, it's more worth it to me for you to not stress than for me to go. And
well, I think every girl thinks like everybody fucks there. Not, right. Not everybody fucks there.
No, just the guys with pulses.
Dude.
Oh boy.
That was a me joke. That was not Adam.
I know, we could tell it was bad.
So So all right, so the show's going to come out
on March 23rd
and
it'll be on Yahoo and then all those Yahoo's apps that you can find it on, all that stuff, and it's I think it's funny. I mean, what do I know?
So you've only seen cuts?
I've only done ADR for it. So okay. I haven't even seen full cuts. I've seen pieces of them.
But how cool too to be the lead of a show.
Yeah, man. Let's
talk about that for a minute.
It's incredible that I'm in front of all these, like on the poster. It's like me, Mom,
you were,
and Tom.
I mean, you were a lead on Mixology. And
it was an ensemble, so I was like one of the many. But I would say like a lot of.
But you're like at the poster. It's like you at the front.
Yeah, it's me.
You're the owner of the team.
Yeah.
And now just get ready for all the people that are gonna say, he's overnight success, and you're gonna try to punch.
He's never
in the face.
Done anything else.
Yeah.
one of my friends from home sent me like after you do Conan, they put it up on YouTube and like. He was sending me comments that were cut and pasted from YouTube because he thought it was funny, like a buddy from home.
Do you read those?
No, I never do.
Yeah. Right.
No, I don't even.
No good.
No way,
come
dude.
That.
I don't even look at the YouTube clip. I just put it up for other people to see. Right. You know, I was like on my Twitter or whatever. Yep. Like, here it is. But he copy and pasted comments and they were really funny. Like, some of them were like, fuck this guy. He should be dead. Those are my favorite. Like, when they wish you died.
He should be dead.
He should be dead.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he should be dead.
On doing a late night set.
And
don't scare me.
And then one guy goes, I love Santino's stuff. It's gold. And then someone below him in the reply had written, this guy is totally out of nowhere and he'll never go anywhere. Conan, you really need to look at who you're putting on your show.
Yeah.
It was really funny. I was like, that guy's really serious. Like that's a really
isn't it unbelievable
like,
too because I'm
stressing out
I can't
about
remember
that.
The
yeah,
last
that
time
guy, that guy made a point of that.
Right? I've commented on Facebook statuses, right?
Yeah.
I've commented like and put like haha, or a friend of mine the other day posted a picture of them and their kids, and it was a really funny picture. And in the moment, I was like, I never post on these kid picture things, but I was like, this is a great picture. Or when Brad posted during the NFC Championship game and the Seahawks, it looked like we were going to, after with 5 minutes left and Wilson threw another pick, it looked like it was over. And Brad, what did you post?
I posted, man, the Seahawks are going to be so upset when they find out there was a game today.
Yeah. Oh. And I took to Facebook like I was defending somebody making like, you know, hey, like fuck, you know, fuck
I think,
Adam's mom.
Yeah, I think if someone had sex with Adam's mom in front of him, he would not have been as pissed off.
No, if somebody had come in and been like, hey, Adam, your folks just got back to the bed. Hold on a second, man. Brad just assaulted the Seahawks. And so I went to him, and then I go, hey, man, good luck finding a fucking giant forehead to jerk off to next season because Peyton's done, you fucking little midget bitch. And I was like, I took it to another level, and then I remember
posting it, too much.
All right, that was, you know, but I was so, Brad, my emotions.
Yeah.
And I also know that it was not because, you know, you get to a certain place in your friendship where you're just like,
you can say anything.
You have to do that. And also, I know he loves sports. If I had done that to him with the Broncos, I would have. But, dude, that game was, I was so emotionally distraught that it was like, I was just like, I needed nothing in my
I don't think
waves.
I talked to you for a couple of days. I think I didn't text you. I was just let that be.
But there was a lot of people.
The championship game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is
when they came back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So when we were about to lose that, you know, because we just didn't show up. But the Super Bowl, that was, I mean, let's move on. Baseball's coming up.
Baseball.
How do you even deal, just basketball real quick, with D. Rose? Do you, I mean, what do you even think?
It's so heartbreaking, dude. Can I will say this, and like I'm a Chicago kid, and I support Chicago sports through and through. And there's something about I'm a diehard Bulls fan. I love the Bulls. They're my favorite thing from Chicago because I just grew up basketball. Mm-hmm. And someone at the beginning of the season talked to me from home about D. Rose, and I said, I got to be honest with you. I feel in my bones that kid will never be what we want him to be because he's just going to keep going down this path. And I was right. And I'm not going to say like I'm
the
oracle.
Right.
Dude, I just could feel something wasn't right. It was like
you didn't want to be right.
No, I didn't. When you watch that first injury, when you watch it again, it was like, oh shit.
Also,
this isn't like a weird, what's his name? Wesley Matthews just tore his ACL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Look at the way that Rose plays. The hopping and the jumping.
I know, but when you watch certain injuries happen, there's something about him.
The hopping and the jumping.
The hopping and the black
and the shooting. And all the blacks and the shooting. It was an old Nebeshi group of old Jewish men. And the hoopy shooting men.
And the hoopy shooting. And the roni
in the I love them.
I just want to have my roni in the quave and watch them shoot and hop.
Can I just have a t-shirt cannon?
Cannon.
That's all I want.
Is there a cannon? It's out of juice. Push it.
That's what they call John Sally's penis.
The cannon. The cannon.
The
cannon.
The t-shirt cannon.
I just knew.
He probably could shoot a t-shirt out of it.
T-shirts out of that thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dude, wow. What a one-up me with the sound effect.
Could,
Adam, you've been replaced.
Good t-shirt cannon sound effect. Yeah, how'd you know you had that one in the fucking tank?
I've been practicing before I left. That was a pre-planned bit.
Before we wrap this up, we've done this with some guests, and I thought it'd be fun to do with you.
Oh, hold on. Let me say this real quick.
Yeah.
That being said, I love D Rose. I hope he gets better, but I think Chicago needs to focus all their money and time and efforts behind
Jimmy Butler.
A little man named Jimmy Butler, who is a Marquette graduate, who's the shit, who didn't even start at Marquette, by the way, and who Buzz, through rumor I've heard, I think it was in Sports Illustrated, said when Buzz saw him, he was like, "You're not a good ball player, and I wouldn't let you come play for me because I'd rip your ass up because you're all show."
Oh man, that's the best motivation.
And then look, what he did at Marquette was good, but what he's doing for the Bulls is bananas. He's bananas good.
That's
he's
why sports are so great, because then you got guys like Christian Laettner who dominate and then fucking get out of the dream team and shit the bed.
Right. Shit the bed.
And Jimmy Butler was like, "Fuck, man,
He worked his way to his position so hard.
Gotta love it.
Oh god, that sounded like just such a porno tag. He worked his way to his position so hard. We'll be right back with Rony in the Quave.
You know, real quick, last Chicago Bulls thing. While we were in Chicago on the tour, we did the Vic Theater. Right?
I know. I wish I was there. I came in a day later.
Yeah, it's all good. Adam, we went to this place called Mr. Throwback in New York.
Yep.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's like all old school
throwback
NBA shit, right?
Yep.
They had NBA inside stuff jackets. I almost bought fucking $300 Hakeem Olajuwon authentic jersey.
Should've.
I know.
Should've.
Bought a Nick Van Exel Laker jersey for like $60.
Even doper.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
So Adam buys this old school Bulls jacket. Oh. Like just an awesome. He's like, we're that in Chicago. I also go, yo, you should come out to the fucking Bulls intro song. And every show I would do the intro off stage. I would get, you know, like,
North
Chicago, how you feeling?
Carolina.
Yeah, the lights would go down. But this
head guard, 6'6".
I go, a rising comedian from Omaha, Nebraska, at 5'9". No,
at 5'9".
Yeah, so,
shoes.
Yeah, but I always do the intro off stage, and then I intro myself out because it's a two-man show. Sometimes we had an opener, and I would come out, and then I would intro him. So I'm like, you know, getting people hyped. You guys ready for your headliner? And then starts playing, lights go down, and I do it. And dude, he came out in the Bulls jacket. All the place went bananas.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
By the way, I wore a vintage Johnny Paxson jersey to the game against the Lakers that we fucking lost, and I wanted to kill somebody. Except I had a bunch of Laker fans be like, "Is that a Paxson jersey?" And I was like, "Yeah." It was like defensive. I was like, "Yeah, what the fuck?" Yeah. And they were like, "It's fucking dope." And I was like,
"Hell yeah!"
What thanks, man. Thanks. Like I was just bummed, but I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
He was one of the underrated Bulls.
All right, let's live for Johnny P.
Me too.
He's the fucking man.
Also, white guy shooters like that. There's, you know, him, Jeff Hornacek. All right, this is how we're gonna end it with the rapid fire questions. All right.
Okay.
To the song.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Questions with Andrew Santino, the star of Sin City Saints, premiering on Yahoo March 23rd. First question.
Uh-huh. How fired up are you right now?
I'm so amped right
now. I wish these questions were fucking, you know, more insightful.
Give them to me.
Would you rather live in Vegas or Hawaii?
Hawaii, because you can smoke pot with Roseanne there.
Good call. Beefaroni or SpaghettiOs?
You know it's beef in the Quave.
Would you rather receive an alley-oop pass from Jordan or hit a major league home run at Wrigley Field?
There's no doubt it's Jordan. I want to get an oop from a man, MJ.
If your plane was going down, would you rather grab every boob on the flight without consequence or jerk off while people gave you a standing O?
Jerk off with a standing O while yelling out, "It wasn't worth it!"
What would you say to D-Rose right now as he's rehabbing? Oops, that's kind of serious.
I would say, "Hey, man, it's all not going to be good, Grant Hill. Talk to you later."
If you could produce any game show and have Brad host it, what would you call it?
I'd call it Rony and the Quave.
Beer or whiskey?
Whiskey, always.
Uber or taxi?
Uber, always.
Marry, fuck, kill. Mario Lopez, Shakira, Alan Thicke.
Marry Alan Thicke, fuck Shakira, and kill Mario Lopez.
Yeah! Rapid fire with Andrew Santino.
Yes.
That's yours, Andrew Santino.
Nice. 6'1" from Chicago, Illinois, Andrew Santino. And literally the whole crowd goes, what? Who is that?
What's going on?
It's 6'1". What's he going to play?
What is he, BJ Armstrong?
Yeah.
How's that reference?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you know.
Just once I would like to come out into a like room with a girl and have that song be playing.
As you pull your dick out. Dun, 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 and you point, right as you get a boner, right as you get.
Yeah, and then. And this is when you start shimmying.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Obviously. But this, but then the rest of this bit is that you come too early and this is still playing and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, and you, yeah, you come on like the second. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah. You're so excited you just on the second hit. And she's like,
even touching her yet.
What's up? That's it? Yeah. And you're sleeping.
Yeah. That's a great sketch. This is also playing and she's trying to wake you up now. She's like shaking.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, hey, wake up.
You turn over. She's fucking putting her clothes on. There's no talking during all this. The last like minute is her just putting her clothes on.
Here's what it is, actually. She's waking you up. You turn over and look at her. You wink and you go under the cover and start eating her out. And then it's she raises her hands up.
Oh wait, as she's putting her clothes on, you grab her maybe back and pull her back.
Yeah, pull her back
and
keep going at it.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome. God, that got so dirty at the end.
That's all right.
I could do this all day long. You're the best. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I flew by.
I love you guys.
Thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me.
Cheeto Santino on Twitter, Instagram.
Yep, Cheeto Santino. My new website is about to be up with all new stuff. It's so...
Dude,
I'm so happy I'm getting a new one. AndrewSantino.com.
Well, you had a site before.
I had one. It was so shitty, dude. And shout out to the kid who did before. You did a shitty job, man. You suck.
And watch Sin City Saints on Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah, Sin City Saints coming out March
23rd. And stand up all over the place. Are you going to do more road dates when this comes out?
Yeah, I think so. After, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the new TV show. So I'm fumbling around with that, but I can't talk about anything right now.
Yeah,
but but yeah, after that I will be touring. I'll be in South by Southwest, so come see me.
Oh, yeah.
South by Southwest. I'll be there this Sunday. What is it? What's this Sunday? What's the date?
Well, today is March 16th.
I'm so bad at this stuff.
Today's March 16th.
Today's March 11th, I think.
Well, we're recording on the 11th.
Oh,
this
I'm sorry.
Is airing on the
16th.
Yeah.
So I'll be there today. It's the 16th, 17th, 18th. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Come see me, dude.
Okay.
Come.
You're
South
by Southwest.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll come back with last time
and
stories of you and Brent Morin.
So many.
Fave here on the podcast.
And
I'm
then
sure.
the 20th and the 21st, I'll be down in the Comedy Store in La Jolla. So come down if you're in San Diego. Come see
in
me.
In March?
Yeah, 20th and 21st.
Fantastic.
Right after I come back from South by.
Hell yeah.
I'll be down there in San Diego, dude. I just got Bryson's dad's truck.
I might just come down and fucking...
Come.
I'm in La Jolla the 10th and 11th.
Come.
But
please
I...
Come correct.
I'm going to come down and hang.
I just love everybody in San Diego's like, dude, I'll fuck you.
Dude, everyone's fucking... Nobody fucking works. I just fucking skateboard from fucking coffee shop to coffee shop. Offering up fucking free...
Does
muffin.
Anybody see my O'Neal shorts?
Dude,
I don't know where...
Dude, fucking Turban fucking took my fucking...
Turban? That's his name.
Turban took my fucking Asics.
Did you hear what happened to Bronco's sister?
Dude, she's so fucking fat now,
She's so fat. She got into a car accident and all she does is fucking eat, dude.
Dude, last time I saw her, she was fucking cheersing somebody with a bag of Doritos.
Hey, in San Diego voice, tell me that somebody that we know got into a car accident and they died. Go ahead.
Dude, fucking Porter, dude, last weekend, dude, he fucking was flying down the fucking 405 because he was trying to get to his fucking dad's golf championship tournament thing.
Yeah.
Because his dad's a fucking sick-ass golfer, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was fucking, like, talking to him on the phone, and he was all fucking like, dude, when you come down, we're going to get a fucking sick pad at fucking Jimmy's and fucking Chance's.
Yeah.
Right. And Chance was like, dude, don't fucking blow the Roni and the Quave like you fucking did last time, you fucking poser bitch.
Fucking poser.
Right. And I was like, fuck you fucking bitch. And we fucking, and I'm telling him, like, fucking, we should also hit the fucking Third Eye Blind fucking Dashboard Confessional concert.
3B.
It's about
3B
to fucking hit the fucking tunes and the airwaves.
Yeah.
And then he fucking just split out and fucking the car flipped on the freeway.
Oh, what?
And he fucking, like, shot out of it like a fucking... catapult fucking thing.
Okay.
But whatever that's called. And he fucking flipped out and fucking hit his head on the fucking median.
Oh, what?
And his head fucking just fucking boom off his fucking head.
So wait a minute.
And he's
is he fucking dead?
And I fucking, I don't know, man, but his head came off.
Wait, dude.
And so he's
is he dead?
I don't know, man, fucking.
Is he
Chauncey's
dead?
Trying to get fucking a hold of him, but.
Is he dead,
his
dude?
Head's off, so it's like. Fucking Travis and fucking Bingham are trying to fucking get a hold of him.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, he won't even fucking hit me back. With
So we think he's dead?
I fucking posted
what
on his Facebook.
What a fucking loser.
Fucking tard,
fucking loser would die, dude.
Yo, if you're fucking listening, dude.
You're dead.
You're
a loser, dude.
You're a fucking
dead
bitch,
to us, dog.
Dude, fucking.
Peace out, dude.
Yo, guess fucking you won't get that free Jimmy John's I was going to fucking hook you up with because my fucking brother's fucking girlfriend's brother, Brett, works there.
You guys, you're done goofing around. Get to bed.
Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Mom. Anyway, this has been another fucking edition of fucking chilling in the basement.
Chilling in the basement.
What are we gonna
peace out, Ronnie in the Crave.
Weren't we going to do that sometime?
Chilling in the basement?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I would love to do chilling in the basement.
Yeah. Or it was like chilling in the dad. It was like we riffed at some point about
chilling in the basement is like it's Wayne's Worldy, but we'd have to do.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
We'd have to do, in that's L.A., right. We'd have to be like, hey.
God, everything's been done. Look at me. What a great idea. Two guys in a basement. Yeah. With a show and the parents don't like it.
Well, the theme song. How about we do a movie that, like, it's kind of like MacGyver, but it's our own version. It's like a something like that.
Yeah. Or how about
by the way, shout out to Will Forte's new show. It's awesome.
I hear it's great.
It's cool, man. I like it. I think it's on Earth. You know why it's good? Because it's not like everything else on TV.
Yeah. You know what else is not like everything else on TV?
Mm. The Voice.
Sin City Saints, March 23rd on Yahoo. Andrew Santino.
Yay. Thanks
coming,
guys.
Buddy.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that
Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through the fucking day. Just follow us on Twitter at Funny Brad, and I'm at Adam Ray Comedy. This has been the About Last Night podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, Schleisinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.